Aleishru Chelek Beis Shin Ches, the 10th Vad, Sikuma Ve'adim al Emuna. Summary of the Ve'adim that have dealt with Emuna. Emuna hi inyan rachav hamechayev avita ikvis bechol prat shel Emuna. Emuna is first of all a broad subject, and it obligates one to have consistent avoida in every detail of Emuna. V'inei nichnasnu lechol pratim v'nisinu lestamed bahem. We've entered, we've touched on all the details, we've tried to practice them. Ve'im etoim ha'avoida hazeis, at the end of this avoida of many months, al nachshev shekol pirtei ha'emuna im evarim medoldalim. One should not err, one should not think that all these details that we've touched on, this point and that point, that they are evarim medoldalim, they are just isolated things hanging out there, no connection to one another. Za'ir sham, za'ir sham. A little bit here, a little bit there. That's the mistake. Chut echad nimshach bechol pirtei emuna. There's a thread that binds together all of the details of emuna. Yesh lanu borei chai vekayom. That thread that runs through everything is the fact that there's a creator, chai vekayom, who nosan lanu es ha-Torah, who gave us the Torah, v'serosei Torah chayimi, the Torah of life, ulchayei olam zechei gam adavek bechachmei ha-Torah. And one who cleaves to chachmei ha-Torah, attaches himself to them, earns chayei olam. That's the thread that runs through all of it. Eil chai v'kayom tomid molach oleinu. He's the one who's always ruled over us. Who mechayes kol nivraim. He's the one who gives life to all that he created. Umanhigas hakol, he guides everything. Who mashgiach aleinu, this divine providence. V'dan isan l'sachar v'oinish. There is responsibility, culpability. There's a person's held responsible for what he does, for good or for better. Who yigal isan, and that he will redeem us. V'hu yechayes amisim l'asid l'voyen. Finally, that vad just before about techiyas amisim. We live in his world. He is the source of life. That's the thread that runs through, so that one doesn't see these Ve'adim, the previous Ve'adim, as isolated and distinct points without any unifying theme. The whole intent, as is the intent with all these Ve'adim, is that emunah should not remain in the realm of knowledge, or even worse, just empty words that a person can declaim but not live with. Oy hashkafa, that it should remain in the realm of hashkafa. What we've tried to do over these months is to try and train ourselves so that the emunah becomes tangible. How does one know if one has succeeded, and to what extent? Let's reflect on this, let's consider. Avraham Avinu Alav Hashalom Ya Reisha Ma'aminim. He is considered the head, the chief of the Ma'aminim, the head of Emuna. Ach Micha Navi Besef Dvarav Hichriz Titen Chesed LeAvraham. It's a pasuk that we say frequently. It's a pasuk in Micha. Titen Chesed LeAvraham. Emes LeYakov. V'chach Mekubal Etzenu. That's something we take for granted. Avraham Avinu Alav Hashalom Ya Avi Chesed. We consider him as the father of Chesed. We have lengthy passages in the Torah that describe not so much his emunah, but his chesed. We see over here that the chief of ma'aminim is also the head of those who are goyim el chesed. This is certainly not coincidental. There's some connection between these two things. Oimek ha'inyan hazeh, the depth over here is as follows. Emuna mevatelas kol midah ra'a u'moyreres kol midah tova lif'ula. Emuna is that which negates negative midos and stimulates positive midos. Since Abraham was reisha me'aminim, nimele, there's a connection because it stimulates good midos and therefore he became the chief of chesed. Says the Mishnah in Pekei Avos, Perek Hey, Kol Mi Sheyesh Bo Gimel Devarim Halalu Hu Mitalmidav Shel Avraham Avinu. A person with these three characteristics is considered to be a talmid of Avraham Avinu. Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, V'Nefesh Shefeila. We'll explain them in detail in a moment. The Rabbeinu Yoina Mevaer Ki Begimel Devarim Eile Klula Kol Shlemus Shebo Eilam. Rabbeinu Yoina says these three incorporate within them all types of perfection. Even though perfection can be described as composed of myriads of components, everything is included in Ayin Tiva Ruach Lemucha V'Nefesh Shefeila. יש לנו לדעת, in our context, we need to know, כי כל גימל דברים אלו נובעים מאמונה חושית. These three things, characteristics, stem from tangible אמונה. And this is how we're going to explain it. Ein teiva, says the Rambam, היא מידת ההסתפקות. It connotes הסתפקות. Making do with a little, not searching for luxuries and comfort. הסתפקות. ויסידה באמונה שהקדוש ברוך הוא מנהיג אותי ונעשה לי כל צוקי. It's rooted, this characteristic is rooted again in אמונה, that הקדוש ברוך הוא has not abandoned me, he's מנהיג אותי, guards my life and gives me what I need, sufficient. איני זקוק למתנס בשר ודם, I don't need from others, ואינני מקנא במישהו, I certainly don't envy others who have more, כי אין מלכוס נגס בחברתך, כי מלא ינימה איזה גמוין יום עד אפלה מתחי ספוצת, in that narrow sense, one kingdom, one reign does not impinge on another reign, even as much as a hair's breadth. But in general, you know, one person doesn't impinge on another. Hare emuna mevatel eskina. You see, that emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me what I need, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding individuals and societies, it eliminates the negative midah of kina. There's no room to be envious of others. Oidzis be'ayin teva. Furthermore, the concept of ayin teva, shuritze be'tevas azulas. The person wants others to have good. Ve'goyimel chesed imoy. It stimulates one to bestow chesed. Ki amakir es bo'y r'oy mizdabega mirachav. The one who knows his creator is motivated to emulate him. Ve'kevan she'akadosh b'ubana ilamo b'chesed. Oilam chesed ibone. Pasuk in Tehillim. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu built his world with chesed, gam hu, the individual also, boinei olamo b'chesed, builds his own world with chesed. U'meitiv im kol habam l'chitzasein. He tries to bestow good on those who come into his orbit. Hare emunah megadeles chesed. So emunah, as we said, not only eliminates negative midos like kin'ah, it also stimulates, builds chesed. The second characteristic in the Mishnah, ruach nemucha, hi midas o'imed lifnei koinoi, the one who stands before his creator, ורואה עצמו בראייה קטנה שפלה ואפלה לפני תמים דעים, as the Rama puts it in Lechoi Sidi Atera, in Perek Beis. He sees himself as very small in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the תמים דעים. ואין כמקום לגאווה והסנסוס. It eliminates, there's no room over here for גאווה when a person stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. זוהי מידסם של כל גדולי ישראל. We've discussed this in detail before. שכל אשר הקדוש ברוך הוא משפיע להם גדולה, הם מקטינים את עצמם. Based on החולין דף פייטס. The more greatness הקדוש ברוך הוא bestows upon them, the more they are מקטין את עצמם. As an example, אברהם אבינו עליו השלום אמר, ואנוכי עפר ואפר, פרשס וירא. And when we discussed it previously, we saw many such examples from גדולי ישראל. בעל רוח נמוכה אינו כועס. Furthermore, it eliminates the midah of כעס when a person has רוח נמוכה. אם לא ינעשה רצוני בדבר מן הדברים, if something has not turned out as he wished, הוא יודע כי כך רצה בו רעוי, שלא יעשה רצוני. This is what the Creator wanted, that my will should not be fulfilled. ומה ללכויס הזה? What room is there for anger over there? כל הכועס אפילו שכינה אינה חשובה כנגדו, יש חז"ל נדרים דף חף בייס. A person who is angry, who is enraged, even the שכינה doesn't count as anything for him. כי כעסוי מוכיח עליו, שאין לו אמונה חושית בהשגחה פרטית. His anger proves that he doesn't have a tangible אמונה in השגחה. Otherwise he would not, as the author said, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to turn out. So ממילא there's no room to make a big deal out of it. ומי שרוחוי נמוכה אין אלוהות אחרי כבוד. Furthermore, it eliminates a midah of כבוד, somebody with רוח נמוכה. He's not, he does not pursue כבוד, כי מי הוא שיחפש כבוד? Why should he? ועבור מה יוכל לבקש כבוד? What can he seek כבוד for? אחרי שהוא יודע כי כל מה שיש לו הוא קיבל מהקדוש ברוך הוא. Saying that whatever he has he received from הקדוש ברוך הוא ולא יסבר מה יהיה הכבוד. And the כבוד really belongs to הקדוש ברוך הוא. The third characteristic in the Mishnah, נפש שפילה. אין התאווה שלט אסבה. נפש שפילה indicates that he's not controlled by תאוויס. האמונה החושית, again, when a person has tangible אמונה, not in the gather of השקפה or knowledge, you can write an essay, but tangible אמונה. פסחה לפני המאמין עולם חדש של רוחניות וקדושה. It opens before the Amin an entirely new world of רוחניות וקדושה, וכל מאוויה ולהסתבק בבוראי, his aspiration is to attach himself to his creator, להיות קרב אליו, ואין עוד מקום בלבו להיות פרוץ בתאווס בשרים. There's no more room in such a person to be uncontrolled, you know, פרוץ with תאוויס. הרי גאווה וכעס, קנאה, כבוד ותאווה אין כאן. What emerges from this is a person with deep emunah eliminates ga'ava and ka'as, kina, kavoit, ta'ava, all of these things. אבל יש גמילות חסדים ואהבה, there is דווקא good midos, that's what the emunah stimulates, וכל זה צומח אמונה עמוקה ואמיתית. All of this sprouts and grows from true and deep emunah. הן אמונה חושיס מביאה לשלמות בכל המידות. That's the answer to our question regarding Avraham Avinu. The tangible emunah brings to perfection all midos. That's why, even though he was Rosh HaMa'aminim, it's entirely consistent to describe him as Reish Baalei HaChesed, because through emunah one comes to the perfection in midos. Im kein zeya bechinaim umnam zechinu emunah choshis. We started with the question, after all these months, do we know if we have succeeded to some extent? So that's the test. Im umnam zechinu emunah choshis. The test to see whether we've earned any measure of tangible emunah is keshi bitla midos ra'is. If we see to some extent midos ra'is being negated within us, veshasla bikevenu midos ra'is, we see that emunah is implanted within us, positive midos. Adkan.